I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This week marks the first time the Texas State 4-H Horse Show is at the Brazos County Expo Complex. I spoke with General Manager Carl Colby to learn what this event means for the expo and the local economy.
The last time the bid went out, I was here at the expo, and I really gave a lot of thought to putting in a bid then, but we really didn't have the facility. So in 2017, we finished our phase three out here at the expo, which added another full barn and a covered warm-up arena. So it gave us the facility that we needed to house the State 4-H Horse Show. So that's kind of the reason that we did it.
So ever since obtaining this five-year contract, what have y'all done just over the last year since you've announced that it's coming to prepare for this coming week's event?
Well, I'll tell you, as most people know about event facilities, we were busy. We're busy 48 to 50 weeks out of the year this year. So we had other events going on. So the last 2 weeks, we actually had a huge livestock show that we were tear down set up. But it's like a vicious circle. That's kind of the way we do out here. We go from event to event. So, but the last 2 weeks, we've been doing a lot of preparation, cleaning, and we had to tear down. We had cattle and livestock here. Now we have horses here. So all of our equipment is portable. So we move it in and out. Now we have 526 stalls set up for the horse show, and we're in State 4-H Horse Show mode now.
Carl, what kind of economic impact do you predict that this kind of event will have, not only for the expo, but for the community?
Well, for the community, in my research, it was between $800,000 and $1 million in Abilene in 17 when I was doing my research. So, we're hoping that to reach that and exceed that as well. So over $1 million, hopefully.
And can you just give me a brief summary? I don't necessarily need a schedule, but just kind of what's going to be going on next week? What are people going to be able to expect if they head out there?
Well, I tell you what, first off, make sure everyone understands it's free to the public. You can drive out. No, it doesn't cost you to park. It doesn't cost you to come in. You can come in and watch. Come and go as you please. But we're going to have drill teams. There's going to be all types of horse show events, being halter, showmanship, Western pleasure, Western riding, and then all types of cattle events, cutting, working cow horse, and then we're going to have roping events as well with breakaway roping, tie down roping, and team roping, and speed events, barrel racing, goat tying, pole bending. So, it really runs the gamut of everything you can imagine, and it's all about the youth of Texas, and it'll really be some good watching. Friday night will be an event that they're showcasing. It's called the Freestyle Reining event, where the competitors actually run a reining pattern, but they are free to dress up however they want and dress their horses up any kind of costume they want. So it really is amazing at some of the things that they can come up with and still do a reining pattern on their horse. So that's kind of a showcase event for them on Friday, next Friday evening, which would be the 27th, I believe. 26th at 6 o'clock. So that's kind of, and it'll be a full week. It's full. We have actually three arenas going. So, if the public comes out here, they can visit, our North and South Arena, and then our Southeast Pavilion is set up as an arena as well. So it's pretty much horse show everywhere you look.
And Carl, if people do want to find more information or see a schedule of events, what's the best website for them to go to find that information?
People can call the expo, or okay. There's a link. I'm pretty sure there's a link to this schedule on the expo website. It's BrazosCountyExpo.com.
Perfect. And Carl, obviously, the more successful this event is, the better the chances are that you guys get to keep it there for years to come. What will it take for this event to be successful over the next 5 years?
Well, I'll tell you what. Just the fact that this is an AgriLife Extension event, and Texas A&M is the home of AgriLife. It's a home of the Extension Service. So we're hoping, that we can grow the horse show back to what it was in years past. and keep it here for years to come, because it really is a good fit. And I really believe that the reason it has not been back here is because we didn't have the facility to house it. Because we have 4-H Roundup here in June, which is a big event, and it's been here for a long time. So, you know, we want to just come right behind that every year with the State 4-H Horse Show, and just feels like a good fit. Feels like it should be here.
And, Carl, last question. How many people are y'all expecting, I guess, or how many kids, how many competitors are y'all expecting over the whole week?
We're expecting over 350.
Okay.
So
plus parents, you know, and families, and yeah. All right. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go today?
No, just to reiterate the fact that, you know, it's really open to the public, and it's kid friendly. You know, people can come watch and hopefully get people involved in 4-H, because, you know, 4-H has so much to offer, you know, not just equestrian, but everything. It's really a good program for the kids, and they have a chance to really go into anything they want to, but this is the equine part of it, and if we can get some kids out here and they get interested in 4-H and having horse projects, and that's what it's all about.
Thanks again to Carl Colby for visiting with me today. You can find more information on the Texas State 4-H Horse Show online at BrazosCountyExpo.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.